This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written Constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, time for the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Jonathan E. Ward here as I head out to, Jonathan, you've been having so many kid events lately. I must have gotten, it's my turn, I suppose. But, you know, with our kids doing all their fun stuff, we got to do a double duty as a dad, as an attorney you are, as a radio guy, and all of that stuff. And somehow we make it all work.
Why, yes, Robert.
Yeah, so anyway, I think about what we're doing in terms of them and their future, Jonathan, right? Like our founding fathers talked about their posterity, to those who followed after them. It isn't just for us, but how do we reestablish a terrain that embraces liberty once again? Because so many of our fellow Americans have lost sight of what it is if, even if they know the definition. And a case in point of, let's say, scratching and clawing a little bit of liberty back into the equation is this right to try legislation that now the House has passed and that Donald Trump is expected to sign. And you've heard my reservations about it. I think 40 states have already done this on a state level, so we got the 10th Amendment in activation here, nullification, the feds finally act on it. But still it troubles me that we are under the perceived reality that we have to ask permission of government officials to care for our own health the way we decide, whether it be a life and death matter or prior.
It's outrageous byproduct of the regulatory state that it would deny individuals their right of freedom of choice based on a paternalistic concept that government bureaucrats in Washington know better than you do how to take care of your own body. But that's the reality, and so this is one small step for man in the right direction. This is not the end of the game, because FDA can still exercise its power to limit phase one trials for alternative products so that they might be limited in their accessibility under this provision. But nonetheless, it is a major step forward to deny the government the power to prevent someone from having access to an unapproved drug that is in phase one clinical trials at the FDA. So that's a big deal. And, you know, hats off to Donald Trump. He's likely going to sign that if he hasn't already done so today.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll usher in a new era. The government responds that, oh, look, the vast majority of those that ask for access to a clinical trial who are terminally ill, we allow them in. But the fact of the matter is, your point, that we ought not have to ask in the first instance.
Yes.
And that's what this bill does. It prevents you from having to go hat in hand some grubby bureaucrat at the Federal Food and Drug Administration to beg for the right to fight for your own life. It's an outrage that it ever was, and it's a good thing that it now is a has-been situation, at least to the extent that this law makes it so, for phase one clinical trials. So,
do you find it interesting, because I know you've been at this for a lot of years to try and promote this concept to become reality again, that it took 40 states acting to nullify the federal restriction, FDA, you know, ruling over this, the right to trial acts that were passed in 40 states, that finally they act. What does this say about enlarged federal bureaucracies, this concept that the federal government can control 320 or more million people from one little area?
Well, it is a gross abuse of power in the first instance that the federal government, through the FDA, can dictate who can and cannot access a clinical trial. And the states, I think, rose up correctly so to defend the lives of their citizens against this abuse of power. And it's just great. The first president who received this message from us, having lobbied for it, you know, we... Congressman Ron Paul and his legislative aide, Norm Singleton, and I wrote this thing years and years ago, and it was a first at that point, and no one on the Hill would rally to it except for a small bunch of libertarian members of Congress, and no one in the White House would touch it because they didn't want to offend the drug industry. And then here we are. It shows that, you know, this is an issue that would not relent. Mm-hmm. People were just outraged by the fact that, say, for example, an 8-year-old child with a brain tumor would have to be brought before a congressional hearing before they could compel and embarrass the FDA commissioner into allowing him access to an experimental drug. And that's the kind of outrage that happened. I testified before Dan Burton's committee, Government Reform and Oversight Committee. Dan Burton beat the FDA commissioners over the head with an intellectual mallet over and over and over again, forcing them to relent in these cases. And then ultimately the states, and then finally President Trump took it up, and here we are. But it's been a long, harrowing journey. There are many lives that have been lost along the way because of the bureaucrats, and it's nice to see that no longer can somebody who's a fat bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. be able to act like you're a substitute parent or a substitute replacement for your best judgment when you're terminally ill. It's, you know, good riddance to that old regime.
Yeah. Now, we still got a ways to go. I don't think that we're under the illusion that the battle is won totally. Obviously, this is a big, significant step. But, you know, in the legislation, I don't think that there's any reference points for people who are alive and wanting to prevent disease in ways unapproved by the federal government, right? You know, so it's sort of like, we get a little bit, right? If you're going to die, okay, we'll give you your props. You have a little bit more freedom. What about if you just want to live and not get sick the way the federal government perceives, well, maybe doesn't perceive at all, that you have options or should have options that well beyond their purview?
Well, they still sit as a massive censor, blocking all this information from the peer-reviewed scientific literature on the effects of nutrients on disease from ever reaching the American public and aiding them in making fully informed choices in the marketplace. It's a disgrace, and, you know, that's how they like to keep it. So, anyway, we battle on, and we've defeated them 8 times in federal court, but even having defeated them the first time, they should have followed the law, but they just flout the law. They repeatedly flout the law. Now they're in a new mode. Now they tell me that they're complying with the law as they flout the law. It's a new Orwellian speak. They say, oh, no, Mr. Emord, we fully evaluate all of the scientific evidence that you submit. It's just rubbish. We determine that it's all rubbish, but we evaluate it all. Well, in point of fact, they discount all these studies one way or another, and the scientific community embraces them. These are well accepted, generally accepted scientific research, but the FDA finds one reason or another to argue that the science, if it's supportive of a nutrient disease association, that it just can't be, and that's because politics reigns over there. The drug industry doesn't want everybody understanding that basic food sources and nutrients out there can affect their health in ways that are comparable to drugs. And they want you to understand the only way to get treated is to go to your doctor and get one of those pills that is patented that they make. And that way they can ensure the lion's share of profit goes to them, and you can be assured of losing your money to them. So that's the game that the FDA plays, and that's what they'll continuously play. Hopefully we'll keep on winning these cases. And then if we, you know, as I get older, hopefully there'll be someone who comes in and takes my place and continues on in this way. Because it's a heroic battle. And as you see with this right to try case, you know, it takes years and years and years of bashing them in the head mm-hmm. to finally get them to relent. And there's no more arrogant agency of the government than the FDA. No more, it may be the TTB and the
FTC
and the DEA are the EPA. I guess the whole lot.
A whole lot of them arrogant.
But they presume themselves to be unaccountable to everybody, unaccountable to the courts, certainly unaccountable to the American people, and unaccountable even to the White House and the Congress. This White House, perhaps not so much, because Donald Trump is capable of ripping them out of their seats and pitching them back to the wolves if they don't if they offend them. So they are mindful of his power and his to use it. But when it comes to the FDA and all other circumstances and these other agencies, they really don't care how much people lament. How many times there's wailing and gnashing of teeth, how many people drop dead from their actions. They really couldn't care less. It's only if a key political party that can influence their ability to get funding or can limit their power that they pay attention. If you're not in that position, they could not care less. No amount of proof of bodily injury, death and destruction will move them one iota. But if the phone is picked up by Donald Trump, or if the phone is picked up by a member of Congress who sits on the oversight committee for their funding, then they will at least respond and try to justify their behavior.
Oh, man, we got about a minute before break here, Jonathan. I want to kind of plant the seed for more discussion on this. And the concept of fraud, for instance, I think in the common law it's pretty clear what it is. But under a bureaucratic oligarchy, an FDA can claim something to be fraudulent without believe any legitimate oversight, in a sense. Like you said, if you beat them eight times, you supply the science, significant science, to report why you're wanting to make statements about a substance truthfully based on scientific literature, that they can dismiss it out of hand and say, well, we've read it, we just don't believe it, and then it goes from there. Then we are now operating under the de facto kind of monarchy that we left, where a King George could just make declarations. I mean, how is this different, this oligarchy, from being ruled by a king or a queen who just makes rules up as they go?
Well, it isn't any different at all from being ruled by an absolute monarch, because the agency head gets to determine what the rules are. The agency head determines who to enforce those rules against.
Mm-hmm. Jonathan Emord here. Sacred Fire of Liberty continues after this. Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Jonathan Ebord, my friend, you have been called the FDA Dragon Slayer. I would say the bureaucratic oligarchy should quake in its boots anytime it sees you coming. But again, a lot of the times they go, yeah, he could win, but it doesn't really matter because we'll just do what we want anyway. Who's going to stop us, right? You've mentioned we have a fascinating president in Donald Trump who seems to take seriously when the oligarchy oversteps in certain areas when he becomes aware of it. But, you know, for instance, here's another example, the opioid crisis. Now, this is a crisis that was born out of fraud, I would argue, from the pharmaceutical industry itself, where it conducted its own studies, presented them to the FDA, and the FDA sort of rubber stamped them and said, okay, they say it's not addictive, it's not dangerous, it's okay, we'll put it on the market. Then the doctors believe what the FDA tells them, don't go back to the peer-reviewed literature and question the validity of it coming from the manufacturer itself. And now we have a crisis extraordinaire, and we've got people out there on the state level, local level, saying, you know what, I can't wait for the FDA to come through on something to help my family member myself, and they're doing things we've talked about, CBD and cannabinoids or kratom now. And the fact that people are reporting good benefit, no detriment to kratom, suddenly now, if you say truthfully, this is what's happening, the FDA claims that it's fraud because they haven't approved it yet.
Right. It's another, you know, it's the FDA is a handmaiden of the pharmaceutical industry. The evidence of that is overwhelming. It's occurred year after year after year. Whistleblowers go to Capitol Hill from the FDA, who are medical reviewers at the FDA, and they complain that the agency approves unsafe drugs, protects the interests of the drug industry, suppresses competitors' applications for drug approval to protect the market leaders. It's a big anti-competitive cabal over there at the FDA. And as a result, they police the intellectual property rights of the drug industry. So if you have an FDA-approved drug and somebody else sells a drug that's in competition with it and doesn't have FDA approval, Then the FDA goes out and sends the stormtroopers in, arrests the people, prosecutes them, confiscates their products, and so on, because the FDA acts as the policeman. In all other circumstances, if you have a patent, you have to police your own patent. But not in the case of drug companies, no. The drug companies pay not a cent because they control the FDA, and the FDA does the policing for them. And that's a statutory option for the FDA to take enforcement, and it does routinely. Now, you can have all sorts of things happening out there. You can have people dying from one thing or another. FDA won't even care in the least. But if it's a drug, FDA is suddenly going bonkers and going after the people, even if there's no evidence of injury, even if there's no evidence of people being misled, even, you know, they don't do that. They just come in and say, oh, well, you say that this is good for X, Y, and Z. We haven't approved it for that. Therefore, you must disappear. Voila, here are the stormtroopers. Go away. And that's the approach. Now, that's antithetical to the core values of the First Amendment and to property rights, because, look, if you have a product and you truthfully say that the product does X, Y, and Z, it is it's incumbent upon the government to prove the falsity of what you're saying as a condition precedent for its prosecution, in this instance, they start with a prior restraint. It doesn't matter if you say something that's true. We haven't approved it. If we haven't approved it, you may not say it. That's it. Censorship, blah, blah. And that's the FDA's regime. It's no different from the Star Chamber courts in the 15th century in England. You must come to the king for a license.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't get a license from the king, off with your head.
Do you understand why I'm so disgusted with the way, you know, we have devolved into this, learning history the way I did? Not necessarily some in school. When I was going through school, they actually taught some basics like the Constitution and Foundation. Right now, they kind of teach that we're a democracy. And it's like it's so far afield from what our government is supposed to be that people grow up and they engage maybe politically in ways where they're arguing for forms of government our founding fathers found abhorrent and very dangerous to the cause of liberty.
Yeah, we were told by the founding generation, by the founding fathers, that that we ought to be ever mindful and ever conscious of the risks associated with government. The government will grow. The government will accumulate more power. That a Bill of Rights is nothing but a paper barrier unless it's enforced by people who fight for its existence. And that would go on generation after generation. It wasn't even, a very short period of time. In 1798, when the Sedition Act...
Hold that thought. Speaking of short period of time, we got to take a short break, and we're going to be back. Let's talk about that 1798 Sedition Act, how that violated the Constitution right almost from the get-go, a few years after it started. And a lot more discussion with Jonathan Emord as we do our weekly Sacred Fire of Liberty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Jonathan, just before the break, you mentioned 1798, the Sedition Act. And if you can, assume that people don't even know what that is, right? What was that? Why was it bad? How did it happen even so few years after the Constitution was ratified?
Well, John Adams was fearful that there were sympathizers with the French among the population, most notably the Republicans, who were his political opponents, he being a Federalist, and that the only way to quench the arguments that the administration was Anglophilic and that it was going after the French and arguments in favor of the French, and the risk of even French military invasion into the United States, was to pass legislation that had various effects on aliens, but among the, its provisions was a notorious provision called the Sedition Act, which announced that any statement critical of the administration, the president, the vice president, the Congress of the United States, or even a government action, was a basis for prosecution under the act and imposition of a prison sentence and fines. And so Republican publishers, editors, were prosecuted under this for statements critical of the Federalist administration, and a number of them were incarcerated. Thomas Jefferson and James Madison protested greatly about this, but could not do so publicly lest they be arrested. So instead, they appeared before the Kentucky and Virginia legislatures, and with the complicity of those legislative committees, they produced the Kentucky resolutions and the Virginia resolutions, which include a catalog condemning, under the First Amendment, these acts which violated the free speech rights of the American people. And ultimately, they prevailed in the court of public opinion, as the act was allowed to expire without being renewed. So the great defense, one of the great defenses of our First Amendment, occurs in the Kentucky and Virginia resolutions, and it serves as an interpretive, protective barrier to similar acts. But nonetheless, here we are in the 21st century, and the same kind of prior restraint that the government used in the Sedition Act is used in the case of commercial speech by the FDA, forbidding in the first instance any statement whatsoever associating a nutrient with a disease, even if true, requiring you to petition the agency to get approval. That's a classic prior restraint, and that's the type of thing that was deemed to be forbidden by our First Amendment. Yet, nonetheless, the administrative state has been able to chip away at the First Amendment's foundation, mm-hmm. get away with this, and even have courts protect that power. So it's obnoxious, but nonetheless, you know, for people like you and me, we make our careers out of fighting these abuses, and, you know, that's what I do. So I'm always fighting these abuses in court, and it may not be glamorous, and it may not be, you know, the easiest thing in the world to do, but it's certainly necessary, and so we go in there with armed to the teeth with our precedent and with our arguments and with our persuasive power and do the best we can to knock down the behemoth that stands in our way. It's certainly a David versus Goliath type of struggle.
Well, and what happens when you exhaust your administrative remedies, right? We've talked about, you know, the limitation on voting. Understand, you know, the reasons for it. You want to replace people that you don't agree with, but you find that when they go in, with very rare exception, they become engulfed and devoured by the very beast they may have sworn to go in to kind of, or, you know, bring back into constitutional restraint. So there's Declaration of Independence stuff I'm thinking about at this point.
Well, that's the way they, you know, a lot of these characters tried to treat me when I started fighting them. They thought, well, you know, he's a precocious little turkey. He'll realize that it's in his own best interest to drop this. Okay, so you gain a little notoriety by beating the government. All right, now come back into the fold. You've done your piece. Come on. Here, be on a government panel with us. Here, here's a drug company that wants to hire you as in its general counsel's office. You know, here's a group that wants you to undertake an initiative for them that will create conflicts of interest with all your other clients. And this is the kind of, this is the modern game of politics that they use to induce people to give up their principles to come into line with their economic interests against the rest of the nation. And that's something that many, many, many people do. I absolutely refuse to do it. They look at me like I'm out of my mind. You know, when you have when you have money on the one hand dangling in front of your face, and an assurance that you will get this. This is coming to you, man. Mm-hmm. This is right here. You're going to be a fat, fat cat if you take that. And most people, it's a legal option. You can take it. Most people would take it and then say, well, you know, speech is great. I said my piece. I'm done. Thanks for paying me. I'll be quiet for the rest of my years. Just keep paying me. Thank you. And they go off. Well, you know, I think that's one of the most outrageous things in the world. You and I start with a fundamental commitment to our Constitution. We believe in the Constitution fundamentally. It's a part of us. When I swore my oath to be an attorney, I swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States. I did that with absolute sincerity and complete commitment. The last thing in the world I would want to do is violate the First Amendment, violate the Constitution. No way I'm going to be privy to that. I'm not going to be a part of a group that encourages that. I'm not going to be in government and do that. I'm not going to take any position that achieves that end. Because, look, those rights are your rights. They're my rights. They're the most precious thing we have in a system of organized society, a defense against the most powerful monopoly of in the world, which is the state. We stand up with a right, and it's defended by the in the courts against an action of the government. Mm-hmm. That's critical that we have those rights. If these rights are rewritten into nothingness, so that our property is always vulnerable, so that our freedom to speak and our freedom to bear arms and our freedom to object or assemble, all these things, our freedom of religion are taken away from us, then we have nothing because we're just a tool of the government.
Jonathan, you brought up freedom of religion. I wanted to bring this up with you right now because I've been studying the Religious Freedom Restoration Act recently. For some very specific purposes, because I think the most powerful defense we have against tyranny that most people in America, even if they've lost sight of what liberty really is, would defend, and that is religious freedom. And yet there's so much that violates it, including what we've talked about, healing. I've talked about the need to bring it back into religion, whether it's considered a 501c3 church or whatever. I think these nonprofit statuses were set up long before there was an IRS, so I don't even think that's required. But the reality is the freedom to heal is a spiritual and or religious one. And that if we can maintain or, let's say, regain that perspective, that we could do battle on that religious freedom realm, even in the so-called commercial. I know this is kind of a wild concept to throw out there, that we remove from that concept their argument of commercial speech and bring it back into freedom of speech on a religious, spiritual level.
Well, you know, in the time of the founding of the Republic, the framers of the Constitution understood the word speech quite often to be religious communication.
Mm-hmm.
They understood it to be commercial, and they also understood it to be political. They did not distinguish. When they argued that for freedom of conscience, they very directly referred to the right to communicate religious principles to your liking. And, you know, when James Madison introduced the Bill of Rights to the first Congress, it had many more provisions than were ultimately accepted to be in the Bill of Rights, some of which concern freedom of conscience, freedom of religion in various ways. And these things were all an embodiment of the general sentiment of the time, which was that government should have nothing to do with anything that manipulates your conscience or your communication of those things that you think about or care about, whether it's religion, whether it's economic, or whether it's political. And yet, over the years, again, through this bureaucratic state that we allowed to creep into the world in the 1920s and 30s and remain here and now dominate our government, such that really our government is a bureaucratic oligarchy. So little is to do with the passage of legislation that does not immediately involve the creation of thousands of new rules out of the agencies, which are not the product of those we elect, but rather the product of the unelected heads of these agencies.
Mm-hmm.
Who rule like absolute monarchs or tyrants.
So
they do.
So you get the sense of where I'm thinking, where I'm going in terms of strict strategy. In other words, take them. Listen, they pretty much beat back everybody. Even when you win, Jonathan, which you have eight times, they still ignore and flout the law. Can we bring back overtly the religious freedom aspects and elements that would gain the favor of the people to act? Because when they feel threatened from a religious freedom perspective, they might be willing to act more than the percentage that may be smaller in terms of who use natural supplements, dietary supplements for health and healing and prevention.
Well, we should. We need to assert our individual liberty against government action when that action poses a threat to our property and to our freedoms of speech and press and religion. And when we don't, every time we don't, every time we allow that big federal bulldozer to roll over us and allow us to be crushed in its tracks, we have laid a precedent for more of it. So rather than one bulldozer, there will be two or three or four in the future. So it's each such contest that we have to embrace and support those who have the courage to fight them. And pray that they prevail and hope and use all of our power to achieve that end. And this is what we can do as citizens and what occasionally we must do. There have been some very courageous individuals who stood up against government power since the founding of the Republic and have won or have lost heroically, and they have affected fundamentally our perception of the relationship between the government and the individual in ways that have been profoundly protective of all of our freedoms. If those steps had not been taken, things like the Alien Sedition Act would have become the norm, and we would not have had a country that enjoyed the freedom necessary to exploit the Industrial Revolution or to enable us to become a great world superpower following World War II. It just would not have happened because there wouldn't have been the freedom to achieve the innovation and to achieve the development of markets only freedom allows.
Yeah, speaking of freedom, we've got to take a break to celebrate our freedom. We'll come back to wrap up the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Important discussion with Jonathan Niemoller right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Jonathan Ebord has written a number of books, including Restore the Republic, which I highly endorse, and of course, others that we talk about this issue of freedom of speech, like The Rise of Tyranny. People don't realize how much freedom has been usurped in this country. You feel, for the most part, if you're not paying attention, you can move about the American cabin fairly well. But when you get into certain segments of our population or environment, particularly in the realm of healing, you'll find how not free you are. And Jonathan's been doing battle with the bad guys, as I perceive them to be, for a long time within the belly of that beast. And again, Jonathan, I don't know how you do it unless you bathe frequently. But, being out here and in media, I feel catharsis every time I can communicate this. But I know you have to do that battle within it all of the time. And I'm just so appreciative of you.
Well, there are a few people who stand out, who I regard as people of high integrity, who happen to have served in government. Ron Paul, Rand Paul, mm-hmm. Dan Burton, John Doolittle. There are just a few that I can identify. These people are ones like us who believe fundamentally in these principles that animate the Constitution and want to defend them no matter what and do the best they possibly can to defend them and are willing to fight and are courageous enough that they will fight for these things even if it means that they're going to be vilified, that they're going to become pariahs, that they're going to be torn out of office, or that they're going to have political opponents arise and a popular movement to take them down. They're not afraid. And that's what we have to be as a people. We have to be unabashedly committed to our rights and unafraid to assert them against the abuse of power of government, even if it means that the government says they're going to take away our home, even if it means that the government says they're going to take away our income, even if it means that the government says it's going to incarcerate you. There are certain principles for which you cannot reasonably be expected to bow down to government, one of which is your freedom of speech, your freedom of religion, your right to bear arms, your right to free assembly and to protest. These things that you have as rights, you cannot give them up without immediately enabling the government to expand its power in ways that ensures that future generations, too, will be denied that very freedom that they need in order to reach their, you know, self-achievements of their own lives and be able to master the world rather than have the world through government master them.
Yes.
We need to be the captain. There's a burden of responsibility that comes with this. You can't sit there and lament that you don't have welfare, that you don't have a free lunch, that you don't have a free education. And free is in quotes because nothing is free. And to the extent that something is free, it's a universal good that's available to all. But education is not one of those things. It has to be paid for. And if you're asking that your education be free, that means that you're asking others to pay for that education. And that's enslaving them to you, because you're creating a system of bondage where they must pay for you to have something for free. You don't deserve that. You deserve a free right to work. If it's your desire to work, you have a right to do so. You don't have a right to a job, but you have a right to seek a job without government interference. You have a right to expect the government will protect property such that you can have a job, that they won't, like under the Obama administration, so regulate industry that it becomes virtually impossible for industry to expand. So we have a zero GDP, and their unemployment rises. Well, that's, you should be angry at your government because it's taking away your jobs. You know, people fail to appreciate that the greatest engine in the history of the world has been capitalism, and that when government is kept away from the market, when government's hands are tied, and the market is allowed to flourish, we have had the greatest expansion in the gross domestic product and in individual standards of living in world history. It's phenomenal.
Sure. And I want to remind those of you who are afraid of that word capitalism, we're not talking crony or phony capitalism. We're talking true free markets. And for those of you who think, well, that means monopoly. Well, monopoly is only possible when government grants corporations the freedom to reign over all others, which is not freedom. It's a form of slavery. But, Jonathan, you say it so well. And, you know, well, I've been asked a lot as we're wrapping up here, aren't you afraid, right? I'm sure, Jonathan, you get that question too. And, my answer to that is, listen, when you're on mission, when you're on purpose, when you're listening to the voice of the Creator, and you are doing what you are here to do, there is no room for fear. It doesn't even enter into the equation.
Yeah, I'm not afraid, but I'm sure there are others who are afraid of me.
Look,
I'm not.
Bringing liberty back.
It's not a thing I do.
It's not a fad. This is a life. This is a mission. This is a purpose. And Jonathan, thank you for helping me rekindle the sacred fire of liberty each and every week. Y'all remember, the power to heal, even politically, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must-read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text Benna to 79000 now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.